Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, dictating a doctor report on Lauren Mitchell, date of birth 5/12/1997, date of procedure June 20, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, GO. No PCP. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is abdominal pain, mid epigastric, history of Barrett's esophagus. Description of procedure: informed consent with pain, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possible edema, stimulation, such as malignancy, or oxygen. The patient was brought to an OCC, placed in left lateral position, considered pre-anesthesia services, and monitored anesthesia care. A well-lubricated lumps video gastroscope is introduced into esophagus and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, or retroflex used to obtain the cardiac aortic suction from the stomach before withdrawal of scope. Patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings: proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z-line was irregular at 39 centimeters from the bite block with evidence of salmon card mucosa extending 15 millimeters proximally, comma, prog C0 M1.5, comma, biopsies are obtained in all four quadrants per the Seattle protocol for further evaluation and histology of Barrett's esophagus. Next line. There was a 2 to 3 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line. There was evidence of tachygastric erythema. Comma, biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology and sewer lead H. pylori. Next line. The duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Next line, plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 years for Barrett's surveillance. Next line, repeat endoscopy in 3 to 5 years for Barrett's surveillance. Next line, follow up in offices previously scheduled.